A handful of environmental organizations, including a couple based in Alaska, have filed suit against the EPA regarding the use of dispersants to respond to oil spills. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The lawsuit was filed on behalf of eight plaintiffs, including the Alaska Community Action on Toxics and Cook Inlet Keeper. Bob Shavelson is the inlet keeper for Cook Inlet Keeper, based in Homer.
We recognize that industry learned with the Exxon Valdez that they did not want to see oil hitting the beaches and failing wildlife because it's a public relations nightmare, and nobody wants to see that. But with the BP spill in the Gulf, they dumped millions and millions of gallons of dispersants to drive that oil into the water column, and the growing body of evidence is that created more toxicity than simply the oil itself. So what we're trying to do right now is to force EPA to do what it's supposed to do under the law and to say, where can you apply these dispersants and in what volumes?
It's estimated that almost 2 million gallons of chemical dispersants were used to respond to the BP Deepwater Horizon disaster, and the chemicals are apparently stockpiled in several locations in Alaska to respond to an oil spill. Shavelson is concerned that without additional research by the EPA, dispersants will be the first thing used to respond to an oil spill.
And the problem is, increasingly, they are the first tool that gets pulled out. So instead of trying to use mechanical means to control the spill, they'll go in and pull out dispersants first because, again, out of sight, out of mind.
The lawsuit was filed Monday, and the plaintiffs are asking the court to force the EPA to publish a schedule that identifies dispersants and other oil spill control agents that would be eligible to be used to respond to an oil spill. They also want the EPA to identify where dispersants can be used and in what quantities. The plaintiffs believe the EPA is required to publish that information as part of preparing the National Oil and Hazardous Substances Pollution Contingency Plan. Shavelson says Cook Inlet Keeper is concerned that dispersants will be the first choice if something goes wrong in the sensitive waters of Cook Inlet.
Well, we're seeing a new wave of development in Cook Inlet. We've got one jackup rig drilling right now. We've got another one on the way from Singapore that should be drilling within the next month or so. They're drilling into unknown formations with unknown pressures. So the risk of a blowout is always there. We've had a history of blowouts in Cook Inlet. So it's important to recognize how we're going to respond to a spill before the spill actually happens.
Dispersants basically work by dispersing oil into small droplets that can then disperse throughout the entire water column. They don't get rid of the oil. They just move it off the water surface. Monday's lawsuit was filed by the public interest environmental law firm, Earth Justice. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.